This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, one of the most intriguing books that I've seen, it's a serious book, but yet I find myself, it's terrible to say this, laughing when I read it. It's called The Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook. Anybody seen it? Where all these worst case scenarios can happen to you. It's written by Joshua Piven and David Borgenit, which is a German name. And here are some of the chapter titles. These are real chapter titles with pictures and a 4 or 5 page description of what to do in this situation. The one that grabbed me was how to jump from a building into a dumpster. I haven't done that since college, and that's just a remarkable thing. How to escape from quicksand. Do people really need to know this? How to escape from quicksand? How to maneuver on top of a moving train and get inside? That may help somebody here today. Who knows? How to wrestle free from an alligator. How to take a punch. That could help you at your next family reunion. Now, this is one that I found intriguing. How to land a plane. And they take 5 pages, small pages, not 8.5 by 11, smaller than that, to tell you how to land a plane if you're ever in a situation where the pilot passes out. I just find that intriguing. And then the funniest one to me is, because how often would this happen, how to deliver a baby in a taxi cab. And that's, they're give 5 pages of how to deliver a baby. And I was thinking about that book. There are people that would at least casually interest them. But we're all people that want to know what to do in situations. Most people are. Well, what do I do in this situation or that situation? And Jesus deals with it in a passage of Scripture we study today in Luke, where he says, you people pay attention to the weather. And you're very observant about what the weather means, and this means this in the weather, even back then, 2,000 years ago. But you're not perceptive about what's going on in the world today. And I think he was referencing the end of the world and his coming again to claim his own. I really do, and we'll talk about that. It's in the Gospel of Luke. I'm going into chapter 12, the last part of chapter 12 today. Verse 54. It goes like this. Jesus said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain. And it does. But when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Meaning, when I'm on earth, the Son of God is on earth. Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate or the judge, try hard to be reconciled to him on the way. Or he may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Jesus is talking about being aware of the times of the day, the times they were living in, and the fact of being aware of the fact that he, the Son of the living God, was on earth. And he wants you and he wants me to be aware of the coming of the Lord. I think this is about the second coming of Christ. For years, I honestly believe that all Jesus meant by this passage was getting along with your neighbors and being reconciled. I think that's a part of it. But I think the ultimate message is be reconciled to your God.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.